I'm Patricia Pierce. Welcome to the Evolutionary Activist Podcast. We are living at an important moment in our history, a time that is calling us into a new way of being, a new consciousness from which a sustainable, just, and peaceful future can arise. In this podcast, we explore ways to help that future take hold within ourselves so that together we can help it come forth in our world. Welcome, evolutionaries, to this week's podcast episode. Today, I would like to talk about something that I am pretty sure you've experienced, which is when you fly on an airplane, you know that before takeoff, they go through all of the safety instructions about, you know, in the case of a water landing, your seat serves as a flotation device, all of that. And one of the instructions, of course, is always about the oxygen mask. If the cabin becomes depressurized, an oxygen mask will drop. And they always tell you, you know, how to put it on. And as we all know, they tell us to put our own mask on first before we help others. And, you know, we get that. I mean, we get it. We don't always get it. We don't always practice that, attending to our own needs before we presume that we will have the energy and the capacity to help others. But I want to use that instruction as a metaphor also for this process that we are in. And as evolutionary activists, the way I see it is, as evolutionary activists, what we are doing is we are taking an active role in our evolution. And we take an active role in our own evolution. And by doing so, we also take an active role in the evolution of all life, because all life is one. And so when we are actively helping our evolution happen, we are, in fact, helping everyone. Now, in the case of, well, and also let me just say that this, the way I see it, is this evolutionary leap that's underway and that is before us and that we are now embarking upon is, as I've talked about so many times on this podcast, is this shift in consciousness out of the egoic mind of separateness into the consciousness of love, really, and the reality of oneness, that is the shift that we are undergoing. And as evolutionary activists, that is the shift that we are cultivating in ourselves and helping cultivate around us as well. So getting back to the instruction of the oxygen mask, the way I experience it is we actually... We're in a situation where we're all on this plane together, and what's happening is we actually all have masks on our faces. They're not oxygen masks. They're masks that deliver like a sleeping gas. And this, the egoic mind sort of has us asleep, this idea that we're separate. We're in this sleep state in which we are dreaming a dream of being separate from one another. And we're all breathing in this illusion, and we're playing it out in our minds, and then we play it out in the world as well. But this is a sleep state. We are in a kind of a dream when we believe that we are separate from one another, separate from life itself, separate from the source of our being. We are in a dream state. And so, like that instruction that we get before we fly, in the case of an emergency, put your own mask on. What we are doing now as evolutionary activists is, okay, we're in this crisis moment, and what we're doing is we're taking our masks off. We're taking off the masks that are delivering to our minds this illusion of separateness. We cannot keep breathing that in and participating and in that dream state and being in that dream of separateness and be of any use to our co-passengers on the plane. So our task is to remove the mask that is inducing this sleep state in us. And one of the ways that we do that is we begin to withdraw our belief in the stories that are playing out in our minds, the stories of separateness that are playing out in the media. We start to be skeptical. We start to question. We start to pay attention to any ways in which our minds, our thoughts, are playing out any scenario of separateness. We start to pay attention to how events in the world may be playing out this idea of separateness. We start to exhibit a healthy disbelief. And as we do that, we then can begin to remove that mask. We can begin to stop inhaling and perpetuating this idea of separateness that plays itself out in attack and judgment and condemnation. We start to take our mask off. We decide, hey, I'm not gonna breathe this stuff anymore. I'm not going to take this as reality anymore. I'm going to choose something different. I'm going to choose to extract myself from this collective story, this collective illusion that is insane, actually. This insane idea of separateness, this insane story of separateness, and the dream state that it induces, I'm going to begin to extract myself from it. Because unless I extract myself from that story and that dream state, there's no way I can be helpful to other people, because I will simply be enacting more of that dream state. And so rather than putting a mask on, we take the mask off. And we begin to breathe normally. We begin to breathe of the reality of love. We begin to awaken to the truth of oneness. We begin to awaken to the truth of love. And when we are awake to that truth, then we truly can help those around us remove the masks from their mouths so that they can experience the same thing. And so this week, I encourage you to begin to pay attention to how these stories of separateness are playing out in your mind, and how these stories of separateness are playing out in our world. You see them in the media, and begin to extract yourself, to choose to pull that mask off. It's not the real world. It is a dream state that is induced by this egoic state of mind. And until next week, I bid you peace.